Yeah, we can get it. We can get it. Ring is better than that.
Yes. In their job descriptions.
I think I know.
The church on your job description.
Yeah. Well, we have to. Otherwise, we're going to bump it.
Did you get it?
Oh, it's
oh, I pulled it a lever on. Is there a lever on each side?
And then these are like you can move these out.
And then what's that?
That must be for this, for the back.
Hi.
Evening.
Hi.
I know, right?
Nice to meet
you.
Right.
Thank you.
How are you?
Yeah.
You got a lot of nice pictures on there.
And it.
We had a great time. Oops, sorry.
Jeff at Space Chairs.
Yeah, we're all
connected. A couple of Cubs games and one bowl.
You know, there's one of those. So this would be one where it would be quicker to say why more of the decision.
You're working with my neighbors, the Hoffman.
I am. Yeah.
I live in a brown house.
For a new visa.
Is that going to go for them? I really hope
I know what's the criteria.
They've been there since like 1968. I actually had him for professor in college. I mean, I've known them forever, and they're lovely people. And I think having Matthew build a house there will enable them to, you know, stay there.
I don't know. That's what I want to see. I'm just 100% for the project. Okay. Yeah,
and the lots are really
ask her what
but it's funny, they, just because of the historic commission, they asked me when Matthew was here a couple of weeks ago if they could come over and talk to me, and then the three of them came over. And anyway, I had already written down on a piece of paper, which I handed him, your name and contact information. And I said, here, you don't need me. This is who you need.
Nice.
But they already had you involved.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
At this time, I'll call the meeting to order. Approval of minutes of the historic meeting, August 7th, 2019.
I was impressed with how when you wrote up the minutes, how you kind of like glossed over our discussion.
Appropriately.
Yeah.
Is that suggesting you want more?
Well, I don't know. That was screwed up.
Was disappointing?
Yeah, it was very disappointing.
Do you think that? Yeah. I don't
is
think
it,
it
is it inappropriate to
we can do that. We can probably do that later.
Okay.
That's a good
question. unless you're making a motion to amend it.
No, I'm not making a motion.
So my assumption is everybody has read the minutes of last month. Did anybody have an issue with them?
Nope.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from last month.
Second.
Okay, any discussions? All those in favor?
Aye.
I have to abstain.
No, I have to abstain because it's substantial. So next on the agenda is public forum. Does anyone in the audience like to speak on a subject that's not on our agenda tonight?
Favorite person.
There you go.
Mark Miller, 159 Hellman Street, Ashton, Oregon, and I think Ms. Gunther is going to be involved in all three of these questions today. You can correct me if I'm wrong, Amy. Commissioners Emery and Swink, I would ask that you guys please check your project assignments for the planning actions for the following. I'm not saying you're not. Look for the 138 Central Project, which is the PA 2017 2021-01294. I believe Amy might have started that project but didn't finish it. Our concern is that you had to go before the board to get the ADUs and everything put on there. The project is pretty much stalled, and we're very worried that the last-minute thrashing is going to go right past everything you guys said it was historic to do. So I know, I realize it's your guys' one to oversee. We're just really getting concerned because we're well on the way. It's not even close to being finished. We really are concerned that there's going to be some paint thrown on it that's not historically correct or approved by you guys. So we're getting quite concerned. That's all I'm going to say on that one. And then,
so can you tell us a little bit about what you're concerned?
The project's half built. The rooms are all dried in, but they're using PVA primer on wood, which is going to bleed. They're not painting stuff. They're halfway doing stuff. It is somewhat built, but not built. So we can see all the exterior getting painted a different color because you just need the paint. I can see it all being white because that's the only paint I've seen there. There's still no gutters on it. What was the gutter color going to be? There's all these different pieces of the project that haven't been finished yet. The trees aren't even protected, even for the protection ring. The walkway's not put on. None of the landscaping, according to what it's supposed to be. The front's not done the way it was supposed to be. So we're getting really concerned that we're getting into 1 year plus into the project, and he's going to try to wrap it up really quickly, and everything you guys suggested on the Planning Commission suggested is going to go right out the window.
Would you remind me of the address you're talking about?
It's 128 through, I think, 136.
30 Bush.
Central.
Oh, is that the one to the left of the...
It's not on our projects.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. It's on there. Yeah.
Where is it?
128.
Oh, yes. Work has started.
Yeah, no, it's there.
And when you say we, are you speaking for other people as well in your neighborhood?
Yes, basically half the neighborhood. But I can't speak for them because they're not here, so it's just my voice. But I'm letting you know that the other people in the neighborhood are quite concerned as well.
So are the interiors? How are the interiors?
They're halfway there. The flooring's finally been put in, so it's vinyl plank flooring's been put in. It's some myrtle wood cabinets, but they're all missing all the trim pieces. All the uppers need to be done. So I would say probably the finish work inside is probably a month. To paint the exterior, you're probably looking at 1 to 2 months. Because you have all the caulking, flashing, everything to do there. Plus you have the alleyway that you guys, everybody finally agreed to. So there's a whole lot of work supposed to be going on, and I just don't see it going to get done correctly.
I'm not sure about the cottages in the back, but either the owner or the builder came to review board, Terry, you remember, and showed a color palette for the historic house and the garage with the auxiliary upstairs mm-hmm. that are on Central. Mm-hmm. And he did bring a palette of colors and wanted our input. And we liked what he showed us.
Yeah, I've seen what he's showed me too, but the realistic aspect of it is nothing's been done.
How many months are we talking?
A year, right here.
Oh, because it says start.
The ground actually broke. They started building this May of last year.
Oh. So you're just concerned that they're kind of dragging their feet?
I'm concerned that they're not going to follow historic stuff when it gets down to it. And they're going to go, oh, I just needed to get this done to get paid or whatever it may be. I don't see it getting done correctly. I mean, maybe I'm just looking at it through the wrong rose-colored glasses, but I don't see it getting done correctly. It's the historic aspect of it.
So what about the historic aspect? So what's the specifics that you're not seeing?
Well, the colors you guys did approve. I want to make sure those are the colors that are actually going to be painted. The front part that's supposed to be the correct gingerboard is the correct gingerboard that we actually all agreed to.
Gingerboard on the
front of the existing garage that's on the central side, and also just the correct gingerboard on the cottages because it was all supposed to be the same gingerboard.
Dale, they're fishtail shingles in the gables. Okay.
Are they in?
Yeah.
They're two different
You're
types.
Talking about the little...
Yeah, they're two different types. Though.
Kind of diamond-shaped,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, diamond and round ones.
Yeah.
So where we have two different styles here, so which styles is it supposed to be?
So are you thinking that it's supposed to be matching the existing house?
Yes, the existing house.
Okay. I don't remember what...
We don't have that on the line.
Yeah.
I have two other things I want to hit before my 5 minutes are up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I really apologize.
Sorry.
Also, it's PA T2 2019 009, which is the 158th or 166 and a half North Laurel Street. There should be a change on that one since Dave died, so that you guys know the above the garage, the tenant was there. There was no going to be no construction on it until he passed away. He's passed away. Unfortunately, nobody knew about it for a few weeks. So they're going to redo that one. So we just want to make sure that's you, Commissioner Shortstrom. That'll be your project for assignment there. Just to make sure that part is taken care of and goes with the historic, because we haven't seen any paperwork on that. And the last one is the 160 Hellman project, which is PA 2018-003033, which is the 160 Hellman project. I think, Ms. Trapp, can correct me if I'm wrong, is that now 95 Van Ness project?
95.
Well, I'm still in disagreement with a 40-foot tall building in a historic district, which is maximum height residential is 30 feet, has zero setbacks. And I didn't get the notification, so I can't appeal it without going to Luba.
Okay, I think we discussed the 40-foot. Isn't that 44-foot?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
44-foot is the...
No, it's a 39-foot building.
The building's 39 feet, 6 inches tall.
Yeah, it's 40-foot maximum.
It's 40-foot maximum, but we still believe it should be 30, because if it's the historic district, should be 30. It shouldn't be a three-story building, and I said it before, Gino Grabali told us that the residents of that street, 2005, there would be no three-story buildings on Hellman Street between Central and Van Ness. That's a three-story building.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Anyone else in the audience like to speak on another subject? Okay. Moving to council liaison, Rick Rosenthal.
Hey, good evening. Good to see you. Sorry to miss the past couple months. I was out of town, visiting her hometown and watching the Cubs win twice, which has been hard to come by lately. Last night at the council meeting, the Ashland Canal topic, which is of interest to many people, has gotten a lot of coverage. The council decided to put that on the postpone a vote and postpone that discussion for another month. Is there a number of questions that I think other councilors and some members of the community wanted to have answered in more clarity? Councilor Slattery put forward interest in knowing if the project was implemented, the piping project and the canal, how that would impact, to have a better understanding how that would be implemented, and I think that's a fair question.
An impact on neighbors?
Yeah, exactly. It is an extremely invasive capital improvement project. The rationale and the merits, I think, are clearly stated, and the opposition to it is clearly understood. As looked like it was a 4-3 split on the council of the mayor weighing in, had it gone to a vote. So instead of having a no vote, and I think that it was ripe for further examination and study. So that's where that ended. Not necessarily a historic commission issue, but of your residents here, you may or may not be following it. What is more pertinent to your work here, the City Hall discussion will begin anew on Monday, September 16th. At 5:30, and that is a study session, and then it's scheduled for the regular meeting on October 1st. So to pick up on that thread, the council considered researched feasibility of three different sites: the existing City Hall and renovating at the existing site, the Briscoe School site, and also the Civic Center site. Seems to me the Civic Center site may very well be jettisoned. It's probably down to Briscoe and the existing site.
Good.
I have no idea where council is going to go on this, but that's what we'll find out.
And that's just a discussion between the councilors?
It's just a discussion. The latest information from Public Works, I haven't seen it. We'll see it in the packet the Thursday before the Monday meeting. So that's when it'll be posted.
And they've got, well, they, besides the cost analysis that they did and the elevation, what are they doing?
I think they're looking for direction. Whether there's new information, I'm not sure. I assume there will be more specifics.
So I was actually going to have a discussion item tonight of whether we want to write a letter to the City Council regarding our feeling about the downtown City Hall, whether that should be retained or not. And how we feel about the proposed building, four-story building. But your sense is that the direction is not there, either at Briscoe or at Civic Center?
I just don't, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
I just don't see a whole lot of support for the Civic Center option for a variety of reasons.
You mean to say the downtown?
And so...
The City Hall?
No, Civic
Center. No, the Civic Center is where the City Council Chambers
on the
Police
main.
Station.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it?
On East Main Street.
Okay. It's where the Grove is.
Yeah, that's the third option. Actually, kind of going into the discussion, it was thought maybe that was the best option outside of the City Hall. And it turned out after the study is that the Briscoe, the cost analysis and feasibility, it's actually you should take a look at that building. So I just don't think the East Main location is going anywhere with this group of people.
And the other two are?
Renovate what we have, add on to what we have, or renovate Briscoe into a city hall.
And I think we, the Historic Commission, would far rather them redo one of the two historic buildings than go out way out there.
Right. I think that would be very problematic. The Briscoe School, there are some attributes of that location and the site that are compelling.
Like parking.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of the concerns that we heard from people saying, well, when you move 40-some employees out of City Hall, I think it's 40-some, I don't quote me on the number, that might have an economic impact to downtown businesses. But if Briscoe was not an option before about a year and a half ago, if that becomes the location, the employees are still in the downtown core, and it's an opportunity for something new and interesting potentially to go into that City Hall site. But that's a pretty big decision to make. Mm-hmm. I think that there'll be a robust conversation about that.
And would the city, am I not correct, would have to pass a bond to do it?
Most likely.
They don't have the money. No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's highly probable that they would have to go to voters for a funding mechanism. I don't know of any rabbits in the hat in the budget. But
because of financing, is there a sense that that might be kicked down the road?
There's always that chance here in Ashland, especially on something that will stimulate an opinion for so many people. So I don't. The most urgent aspect of it is the seismic concern for City Hall. Every time I go in there, I'm thinking, "No, we're going to place. I'm here." And, you know, that's where a good chunk of our administration works. So
you feel that when you own the brick roof?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But
the brick
I spend less time.
Well, Briscoe's a lot newer, and it's one story.
Yeah.
You know, that's a major factor.
Yeah. I have a story. I was talking to somebody in City Hall when we had the after talks, and in my house, my wall was moving, and in City Hall, they didn't even feel it. Yeah. So, true story.
Well, I think if the Historic Commission were to want to weigh in, it's well within your purview. I just don't foresee a final decision happening anytime soon. I think they're just picking up on the discussion. There may be new information that comes forward, but you meet every month, and, you know, communicating with the council, I think, is very appropriate.
Okay.
And with that, I need to go.
Okay. Real quickly.
Yes.
What about the community center?
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Anything on that? I mean, there are so many. In the past years, I have both square danced and played bridge in that building. And I know it was just used all the time. And I really think it needs to be a big city priority, getting that thing open again.
Do you know what the status is? Because we were thinking of writing a letter on that, but it was too early is what I
heard.
That's
a great question. I don't have the specifics. It's possible that they
may know. No, I know that Public Works has been looking at that in the same way they've been looking at City Hall.
So they don't have any estimates of what?
I'm not sure.
Restructuring.
I haven't had an update in a while. I haven't talked with them.
I'll ask for an update, and when I get it, I'll forward it on.
Thank you.
That's a great question. I'm curious now, too.
It is a good question. Well, I was going to say something.
Okay. Have a good meeting.
I don't have the memories, but I know you talked about it.
Okay, we'll move on to finding action 154 Oak Street, a request for commercial site review to allow a 534 square foot year first and second story expansion as a retail store. The application also includes a grant for a historic building to reduce the required on-site parking and conditional use permit for food trucks. Any members of the commission have any partage communications or conflict of interest?
I was previously employed at Kincare Landscape Architecture, who did the landscape architecture for the project, but I wasn't personally involved in the project.
We have no bias.
No bias.
Okay. Anybody challenge that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, staff report, please.
So, 154 Oak Street is a request for site design review for a two-story addition off the back of Northwest Nature Shop. The addition is 534 square feet, with the ground floor addition at 74 square feet and the proposed second story at 460 square feet. The new windows, doors, trim, and stucco siding are all proposed to match the existing building. And then outside of the scope of this commission, the application also includes the conditional use permit for a food truck and then the variance for the parking reduction.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I did read in here that there are something about food trucks can be anywhere. There's no criteria for where food trucks are. I'm wondering, as a historic commission, and this is because I'm new, a food truck, when you're looking at things that go in a historic district, don't they kind of have to go, isn't it part of our mission to sort of make, I don't even know how to me, a food truck, I'm not saying pro or con against a food truck, I'm just trying to understand if a food truck is in our purveyance to decide whether a food truck should be next to this building that they're working so carefully to make nice.
Yeah, and technically no. The food truck is outside the scope. The historic commission's review, the historic commission is limited to the architectural review of the building and structures in general. And that's not entirely true. Food trucks aren't outright permitted.
Okay.
They require that conditional use permit approval.
Oh, they do.
And they're only allowed in commercial zones. So the only eligible areas of the city are commercial.
So if it just is something which is a series of remodel and historic looking sort of buildings, a food truck there is not our.
Yeah, the food truck is more evaluated by its impact on the neighborhood, so not so much.
And who evaluates that?
Not so much the
that?
Design.
Who
staff does it.
Oh, staff.
Or the final decision.
And then, you're the final decision.
Yeah.
Oh. Good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I appreciate it.
But that does raise the question, what is in our purview of all these questions that were all the material we looked at?
The addition.
It's only the addition and not the parking and not the street changes.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Where does the food truck go?
The food truck? The food truck is proposed in the parking area.
Is it temporary?
It's shown on L1.
Yeah. It's a temporary thing. It's like a tent. A tent permit for a party or something
like
that. Yeah,
so they're proposing it and I'm sure the applicant can speak to this more than I can. But
there's a picture of it also.
Yeah, they're proposing it once a week and then bi-weekly on the week of First Friday. Staff isn't entirely comfortable with the frequency of that, so we plan to condition that to be less.
Because there aren't many food trucks, are there?
Yes, and because the food truck basically
blocks
the parking.
Well, if the food truck's there, everybody has to back out rather than going forward.
What?
If the food truck's there, everybody has to back out into the street rather than going forward.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't park in that area during that time because they wouldn't have an exit. Or they would have to back out on their own. But I'm guessing that they would want to clear the area just to make it more pedestrian friendly.
Because they block it off usually.
Yeah. But Amy, maybe I'll speak to that.
Final question.
Yeah.
Has Planning Commission looked at this?
No, it's just a type 1 application.
And so that means it's...
Yeah, it's just staff, but then if it's appealed...
Okay. Then it would go.
Okay, any other questions? The applicant would like to come forward, please. Introduce yourself. That was what Kelly did. Are we not doing addresses anymore?
Are we
doing a violation of some sort? I noticed that the city council's not here.
I don't know.
If they what?
Their addresses?
Personal addresses.
I haven't noticed that. It's probably not. Necessary.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Amy Gunter, we're Planning and Development Services. This is Marie Utah. She's representing Northwest Nature Shop, and Carlos Delgado and his firm were the architects on the project. As noted, your guys' purview is really to the proposed addition. There is a parking variance for the preservation of the historic building, allows for a 50% reduction in parking. Interestingly, with the addition, there's not additional parking required. It's still within a fraction of the one additional parking space, so we're sort of working off of a previously approved historic parking requirement. What did change is that changes to the parking lot require installation of an ADA accessible parking space. So we effectively lost one of the four of the 50% parking spaces. Eight were required. We're down to technically three because of the offloading. Because the property is within 200 feet of the downtown, we don't qualify for on-street parking credit. So in the findings, you see all that discussion. So, it doesn't really require an additional parking space for the addition. The addition, I believe, has been, as well as you can add on to this building that's almost as big in square footage as the property is large, and that's all pre-existing situation. I think that Carlos's firm has done a really good job in keeping the historic integrity of that building. It's a unique building in the historic district. You don't see really any other building like it in the area. So it's important to retain it. I believe Carlos may have taken some pictures from the street.
From the map, stone from the mound.
Okay.
Can't really see it.
Okay.
The
addition is only moderately visible from the public right-of-way because of how deep the lot is and then where it's tucked behind. It's going above what probably was the garage at one point in time for the home. But similar eave extensions, window openings, trim details, color, the massing and the scale is consistent with the existing historic structure. As far as the food truck goes, it's a temporary thing. It won't stay on the property. So the historic design standards don't really apply to it. And site design standards for how buildings look and are placed on a property, it will come and go. So it's proposed as a sort of temporary use. in the application, we had requested to have it on a more frequent basis than what it's looking like the staff will approve. And I'll let Marie speak to that. And you can sort of see what the plan is. And if you've been to that alleyway on First Friday, that's sort of the goal, is to get to that. That alley's treated a lot like a public right-of-way. In fact, they've had police come and say, you've got to move vehicles out of this area because we need to drive down the alley. And it's like, well, no, you don't. You have to go find a street because this is private property through here. So they're trying to create a very pedestrian-oriented environment. A lot of people walk and bike there. If you go to Northwest Nature Shop, you'll see that there's hardly ever any cars in the parking area, even though often there's many, many people in the building. So they're obviously parking somewhere, but it's not necessarily there. So I'll let you say your piece.
So for the remodel, we started that because we needed just a little bit more room in the back. The back of the shop was, I think Amy mentioned that I think it had originally been a garage. And so it has multiple levels to it. So we have all this taping that says, you know, watch your steps. So here you're in a retail spot, and I worry about people tripping down the different steps to go to parts of the back area where we have our toy display. And so we wanted it just to be more uniform with the front of the shop. And so that was the initial goal. And then we realized, well, we could get a little bit more retail space out of it. It's pretty minimal. But then that takes away our office space. And so that then we wanted a second story to be able to have our offices for the shop there. And then so that was the initial project. And the food cart part of it was started because on First Friday, a couple years ago, we invited a food truck to come. We got the permit from the city, and it was a huge success. And we just realized what a great community gathering place it was, and that it could be, had the potential to do it more often. And so then now we've been doing that more frequently only on First Friday. And then we were thinking, well, why not try to do this, you know, every Friday? And that's then why we added on the conditional use permit for a food truck for every Friday.
And the neighboring spaces are okay with them too?
Yeah, so we were able to purchase. So we have the nature shop, and then the alley also has two other businesses, right. And that's our building as well. And it actually turns into, and then around the side is Ruby's, and and they also participate in First Friday. And so it has kind of turned Spilled into over. This little block party on Friday.
That's what I wanted.
It's like anarchy. Uh-huh. They've created a neighborhood gathering place where I was there with some friends, one from Australia, one from Denver, one from LA, and then myself. And they were so excited because they've all been here since 1987 over the years. And Ashland has been kind of a town for the past few years. This started happening, and there's like this whole liveliness on this little block that didn't exist, and so we just wanted to keep that momentum going because people seem to really like it.
Yeah, it's been fun for us too, and we feel like we are just drawing people. And the idea is to be really pedestrian and cyclist friendly, and really as a shop too. I think probably like 60-70% of our customers are pedestrians. They're, you know, either tourists walking around or locals that have ridden their bike over to the shop. And then on First Friday or our events, it is over 90%. People are walking to the shop. And so the parking part of it, I was a little bit discouraged, the idea that, oh, even on an event day that we needed to have all this parking. And so my idea is that can we not look at the park, you know, just not look at it as a parking space and look at it more as just a community gathering place for these specific times of, you know, Friday evenings for 4 or 5 hours.
The downtown zone, which is essentially the middle of Lithia Way, does not require parking. So on the south side of Lithia Way, no parking is required. On the north side of Lithia Way, there's a substantial parking requirement because it's not commercial downtown. So
one thing I'll add too is that analyzing the space, the accessibility requirements for the restroom downstairs, the new staircase going upstairs, flattening out the floor levels, and the accessibility parking in the building actually created the program to become a little more intensive to comply. And I just would say that we have a client that's just says, whatever it takes, let's do it. wasn't something under the radar to say, okay, let's see if we can kind of squeak this in without doing that. I love that Utah's just said we just want to be above the board and make this thing compliant on all levels. So that upper floor maximizes the investment and makes it a viable project. If it weren't for that, it wouldn't be a viable project.
There's more yellow tape.
Yeah, we'll have to leave a little bit of yellow tape in there and some pink in there.
There's no ADA accessibility right now, right? Like someone who is, like in a chair or using a walker, it's quite a difficult endeavor, if not an impossible endeavor, for them to come into the shop.
When I see that somebody comes in the shop, I run over to them and just make sure and warn them of all the different steps that there are.
Right, so now they'll have a restroom, they'll have a parking space, and they'll be able to get into the building.
They won't need a ramp because of the way you designed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. They'll be able to go through the side door instead of the front steps. So we won't change the front of the building, which I know sometimes when you convert historic homes into historic buildings, into historic businesses, I should say, there's all sorts of building code things that sort of destroy the integrity of the building really quickly. This one will thankfully be able to retain its historic front facade and not have the steps ripped out or anything like that in order to accommodate this addition.
I think that's the beauty of this project, is because the front will really be untouched and we'll have we love our front porch and it does feel like a home, but then this back project will be able to, accommodate.
That's a good project.
Yeah.
Any further comments?
None.
Any questions of the applicants? I would, just looking at the east elevation, of course, it's very buoyant. And I knew it's right on the property line, and it's set back quite a bit on those two buildings. And part of it is through that one other parking space to the next to the art gallery.
Right.
And that's really where you to get any light. But because it's so close to the property line, you can't have any window openings or overhangs. It's kind of hard to visualize how it will be, and I guess it's just kind of in the back of commercial buildings and you feel like...
Yeah, that's the way it should be, because otherwise, as you probably know, we'd have to do a parapet back there. We thought that the break roof and having at least some kind of a detail of a fascia was better than having a parapet going 30 inches above the roof plane. Mm-hmm. Now the flat parapet, we could do that, but I think you'd see that from the other side, which seems to be more important from Pioneer, actually Oak Street, to see a parapet and then the gable roof hit that parapet.
Yeah.
We're not happy with that edge either, but it's the best we can do when we're close to the property line.
Maybe some prayer flags or something? You got it.
Sure, we can throw in some chimes.
Fire resistant.
Uh-huh. What was that?
Fire resistant prayer flags.
It looks like all the detailing, windows and doors and stuff match.
We're just going to match.
I think the height is broken up nicely by the other building. I mean, the one story building. Okay, any other questions of the applicants? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we'll close the public hearing. Anybody would like to speak on this subject?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Part of this, I realize it's outside of your guys' scripts, but it's in the minutes and stuff for your guys' packet you guys sent out. They read the whole thing. Ms. Fontini told me this. It's a food truck. We're going to hear it again. There is four different things in the same document when they talk about food truck, where it's going to be at, when it's going to be at. So we have ideally at least once a week, 3 to 8 p.m. That's on page 4. Conditional use permit to allow for use of food truck a few days a week between 3 and 8. And during the first Friday walk, that's page 5 of 16. The proposal is to provide a 25-foot space for a food truck to be parked in the alley between 154 Oak and 149 Oak once a week from 3 to 8 p.m. And then this filed on the 12th says, the application also includes a request for food truck every first Friday of the month. So that's a really large gamut of vocabulary we're using here. Can we at least get it narrowed down to what it's actually going to be? Those of us who live the street block over, we have no problem with the food truck. We just want to know when it's going to be, because First Friday already hits us with parking in the historic districts as it is. So that's one of the things I would like to get clarified. I realize you guys can't do anything about it, and it's going to be just staff review to look at. I do have one question, and it's, I think, of semantics per se. On page 10 of 16, it talks about residential uses being 250 feet away. The closest residence is actually 181 Oak Street, which is 105 feet away. So I'm kind of curious how there can be no impact with regards to noise or anything else to a residential building less than 150 feet away. So I'd just like to have those clarified. Okay. And on the drawings, I didn't see anything for mechanical in the upstairs addition. Is there not going to be no plumbing upstairs?
Answer over there. Plumbing?
Is there any plumbing in the addition?
Upstairs, no.
Because I didn't see anything on it, so that way we know it won't be turned into an ADU. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So do you understand those are planning issues?
I realize the planning issues, but I'm going to go to the Planning Commission as well, as well as the Transportation Commission and every other commission.
Okay.
So,
thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. Discussion?
Well, I thought it really was well done.
Yeah.
The way that they matched the trim, the siding, the window styles, I thought it was better than 90% of the projects we see. And so I was very pleased with it.
And I remember seeing this sometime back at the review board, mm-hmm. if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody's in agreement, I'll make a motion to approve planning action. If everybody's in agreement. PA, is that it? 71?
T1.
T1-2019-00061.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Comments? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Vote. Thank you so much. Great project.
Good job.
Could I do the third also, please?
I can fill in.
I'll do the 26th.
Okay. Is it the 12th taken then?
I can put you on the 12th, Beverly.
Okay.
Got one more spot there.
Who's on tomorrow?
I am also.
Wait. Tomorrow, I have
Three?
Terry, Ellen, and Keith. Is that right?
I might have marked it wrong.
Terry, Ellen, and Keith are tomorrow.
Okay. So I was only suggesting that I could substitute for somebody only because Vadim, I think, is coming regarding mm-hmm. that Wall Street project and making changes, and that's my project.
Can you come in? I mean,
or I can just come in.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay.
No,
I have two spots still open on the 19th. And one on the 26th.
I can take either.
I can do 19. Or the 21st.
No. Which do you prefer, Dale? 19th or 26th? And Bill, which one?
So I'll be out of town on the 19th and 26th.
Oh, okay.
But I could do other dates if...
I can do the 19th.
Okay. I have one spot on the 26th, so if anybody can switch with Bill, I can put Bill in your spot.
I can do that. I'll do that.
You'll do the 26th?
And what's your spot?
He's the 19th. Can you do the 19th?
He's not here either.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
So you want to switch with somebody who's not on the 19th? Or not on the 19th?
If
who else
not,
is on the 19th?
Terry Piper Dale. Oh, Piper. Can you do the 26th? Sure. Okay. Oh, wait. Because you're still 2 weeks. So, okay, how about we just...
I could do the 26th, too, if you want.
No, I could do them both, too.
So Beverly's going to go to the 26th and play Piper.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And Bill will go to the 12th.
Bill, you're the
12th. Okay.
I'll read it. Hold on a second.
That got complicated, didn't it?
Yeah.
No,
is that right?
Yeah,
you
have
the 26th.
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow is Terry, Ellen, Keith. The 12th is Terry, Tom, and Bill. 19th, Terry, Piper, Dale. 26th, Terry, Sam, and Beverly. And the 3rd is Terry, Keith, and Ellen.
Okay, so I'm not on the 26th. Then. Just the 19th?
Just the 19th, yeah. Okay.
So how about project assignment for food truck? Get there every first Friday.
Yeah. I wonder what food truck
it's
going
It is it's a weight bus.
There's a picture. Yeah, they have the description.
A photograph somewhere in here.
I think it's a nice idea.
I guess it's a food truck that's been based in town.
Right, at the flywheel. Bicycle shop.
Yeah, right.
So the comments that Mark made regarding the food truck frequency, is it really that inconsistent?
Well, what he doesn't understand, which I tried to explain, was that the most recent, like, submittal supersedes the others. So the most recent submittal is what we go by.
So it might have been a pre-op that he looked at?
No, I think they do have that many submittals because we had to, it was incomplete and we had to go back and forth, but... So he's not wrong about the inconsistency there, but it's the most recent one that takes precedence.
And does it really matter? Isn't it kind of a date-by-date? Like, if they're say, I want to have a party on September 13th, I'm going to pull a permit for it? Like, is it a part of... That's not necessarily a part of planning review for a food truck to come to someone's party.
No. So if they were wanting to do anything more than once a year, it is.
Oh, really?
So they've already technically been operating illegally by having it every first Friday. We were willing to... A lot of things happen outside of the scope on First Friday. So, but now that they've been applying and wanting to kind of correct all of that, we'll have to address the frequency and hold them to it.
But doesn't the planning department have some interest in community building? I just wonder. But her point was that the truck is a way
Absolutely.
Of gathering.
We're not against a food truck. It's just we have to reconcile the fact that the parking is required by zone,
right,
and the food truck. So
and
that's
was
what
she
we're
right
trying
that
to.
You that's all private that drive?
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
So really, there that wouldn't obstruct the ability to. Complicates parking, but not getting through.
Well, it complicates backing out on the street is not
a good thing. Yeah.
So you lose that option. But.
It's basically, I mean, I'm assuming, I can't be sure, but just in the way that it's functioning former First Fridays, they don't make the parking available at that time. So I'm assuming that once the food truck is there, the parking won't be available at that time.
I see.
And the planning department has some fudge room in terms of like rubies and gills you know, Ruby's was started illegally.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
And, oh, I love
somehow, Ruby. Somehow it was made
I love
work.
Ruby.
And which I is think a great asset great to that area.
We go.
Yeah, we certainly.
We're about to put those sweets.
So we're willing to do
that. I need a burrito.
So do I understand that as part of their proposal, they will have dates where the food trucks will be there.
So, yes.
And what are they currently? I'm just curious. In the second, in the most current.
So thing. They're proposing once a week, mm-hmm. every Friday, mm-hmm. and the week of First Friday having it twice a week.
And that's it. None of the rest.
And that's it. We won't. I don't think we will be able to approve every week. I think ultimately we will only approve First Friday.
On the basis that.
On the basis of parking. Well,
but if it's Earth their Day? Parking.
On Earth Day? Well, they're welcome to apply for other holidays. But
and so here's, so they will, each time they want the food truck, they'll have to come in and get a permit?
From no, them. So this permit will cover them.
Okay.
That's the purpose of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Unless they want one for Earth Day, then they'll have
unless
to
they want, time. Unless they want more frequency, mm-hmm. they'll have to come back and Earth. Modify it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They usually do holiday parties.
Yeah. But we're there. Kind of... We're feeling cautious because this is the first one
right.
downtown that we would be approving. And so we're not entirely sure how it's going to function outside of First Friday. So that's why
it's,
we're a little
there's concerned. A lot in Medford, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So
and what is there controversy about that?
No, Medford has very specific... requirements. It basically, they're allowed in certain areas of the city.
Yeah, it looks like that.
At certain days, and then they're allowed downtown from like 10 to 2 after the bars and all the restaurants are closed.
Oh, I
so
didn't know that
So that's been working
part.
Pretty well for them. So we're trying to, we've brought food trucks to Planning Commission for a study session to look at, just
oh,
generally.
Oh, good.
So I researched other towns' codes just to see what they were doing, but
is it controversial in general, or
I
what's
think
the
it
downside?
Would be, I think it would be. I think a lot of the restaurant owners here.
Oh,
would
well,
feel,
that makes sense.
Feel threatened by it.
Competition.
But the interesting thing, at least in my research, is that food trucks kind of serve a different demographic,
they do.
And they serve a, and they serve a different purpose. And there's really no limit to how much people can eat, so a lot of
yeah,
a lot of
oh yes,
fit.
There is.
But a lot of people actually end up, a lot of restaurants actually end up benefiting from the presence of food.
Oh,
trucks.
Good, that's so, interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't we, in my old head memory, didn't we approve a food truck? In front of the Black Swan Theater last year. It never came to pass, but is that not true that we approved it?
I don't know that with, I mean, I wasn't here for that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But
if it never came to fruition, that might be why we're,
but they tore
why
out,
I've heard that
they
we
tore out a fountain to accommodate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
where?
They had a
seating
plan. And
oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Right in the little box about
by the chamber,
oh, really?
The site of the chamber.
Oh, well, on the corner of Pioneer and in Maine, you know, right there with that.
Where there's a lot of open space.
Yeah, we had a lot of discussion about that, though,
that
last
was several
year.
Years ago, it must have been.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Maybe it was 2 years ago.
It was like 4.
Oh, well.
No, it wasn't that long.
You don't
want to
make
it
feel bad.
I've been on here for 3 years.
No, I don't think it was 4.
Really?
So who wants to take that food truck project on?
But nobody, it's a staff project, she just said. We don't
it's
have
not
to.
Our
who's watching the construction?
Oh, I see.
I will do it because my office is 2 doors away. I'm there all the time.
I don't need to cut office right by
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
right across from the armory. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, got it.
So just to comment on what Mark... I don't remember.
What is his name?
Mark Briard.
Briard, yeah.
Okay.
So he mentioned, so you're watching 128 Central?
No.
No.
Amory and Swinkar.
Yeah. So I drove by a couple of them daily, a week or so, and and I saw that it wasn't painted, and it looked as bad as I thought it.
But it looks pretty good, doesn't it, Dale?
I think it matches what we approved.
But yeah, the last time I drove by, I didn't think it was outrageous, but I mean, I would be happy to go by it again.
So, and I don't remember ever approving colors. They brought them in, and we don't always...
They brought them in to a review board.
Right, that's what he was saying.
They didn't bring them to the commission.
And we usually don't require...
No.
No.
We were surprised.
We do on commercial.
But they came in. They were very nice.
Yeah,
and they said, we just want your input, and we really liked what they had.
Yeah, Robert was actually looking for guidance on that. So
Robert being a contractor
Robert
Baldwin, or the owner?
He's the owner-contractor.
Owner-contractor. Oh. Oh.
So that's why he came.
Is he the one that did nothing?
Yeah.
They built out into the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Robert Baldwin.
Before my time, yeah.
Okay.
But it
was very controversial. They didn't follow the plans at all.
Who called that one?
What I couldn't figure out, though, is he seemed most distressed that it's taking so long and doesn't trust that they're... It's sort of like he anticipates them to do a quick finish not.
I mean...
What's the basis?
Well, the underlying issue there is that they've had a lot of controversy over the alley, so the neighborhood has objected to the project throughout.
So a 6-month project or 9 months has taken a year or more, so it's going slow, so they probably don't like that.
Yeah, so
no
it's
improvement from the alley.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of underlying tension there.
In general.
Well, it didn't sound like he was very specific about anything.
It just didn't sound like
he trusted that they're going to whip it out.
Yeah, I mean, his concern is it. My impression is that his concern is that he doesn't trust the contractor.
That's what I thought. That's pretty much. Is that to see now? That's what I want to know. I think that's important, though. Does he have a legitimate concern? And when did it go through
who
Star Commission?
When
did it get approved by this committee?
Last year, yeah.
Oh, a year and a half.
So it was right after May was he said when it started. I could probably look.
I thought it started later than that, but I could be wrong.
He looks like a detail-oriented guy.
I just wonder if he's one of these people that likes to complain.
Well, he was here for that Hellman project,
you know.
So, anyways, because it's Baldwin the driving.
Yeah, because Baldwin burned us.
He did?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like,
that old Nutley thing. Uh-huh. He built a remodel in a new house on Nutley. And
never even approached it.
Not to plan and built them out into the sidewalk and in the setback.
It was terrible.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where the ethical lapses were. Did you actually approve something and he did something different?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty...
Yeah, it was
kind of like last month.
It was a shoddy job on Nutley.
Okay. So experience would suggest you should work.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep an eye on it and report back to me.
He did mention North Oro, which is my project, which is his dean. Mm-hmm. He's coming in tomorrow to do some change.
That's kind of weird, too.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're coming.
I don't remember what changes were.
Changing a window to a door. I mean, a door.
He didn't. He just meant it.
I thought they were minor.
Pretty minor.
It was minor, yeah.
Okay.
You can
come in the morning and talk to you guys first.
Okay.
Yay. So I'll just say, since we're talking about, and we can continue to talk about Steve Asher if we want, but I ran into him like a week later, standing in line somewhere, and he said, oh, I'm going to do the Red Tail Inn next. Something, which is what we approved. And so I had Fotini send me the packet on that. And they haven't, it's 2 years ago that we looked at that after they then remodeled the house.
That.
And they did a nice job on the house. But the addition, the back new build, two-story building that's like 24 foot square, two-story, had a gable roof on it. And we suggested that they put a hip on it. And we didn't like portion of the windows and the big sliding glass doors behind rails. So, and when I asked him about it, he said, oh, we'll do that, we'll do whatever, we can change it, and I just felt, we need to, so I'm going to call him outside of, just calling him because I've known him for a long time. I'll ask him about, could you please, and I think that Kistler did that project, didn't he?
They did, yeah.
So, you just wonder if they've started and have made any changes, and I was wondering if they could come, if you could bring those changes to the review board, you know, before they do construction drawings, just to make sure it's getting changed at that level.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's typically the way it will be approved now is those recommendations, which was change the gable to a hip, and you added the idea of putting some dormers on top or something, false dormers, and then changing those doors, and that would typically be reviewed at the review board level.
Is he one that has a lot of projects going at once, that he kind of goes on the fly with these ideas?
But anyways, it was kind of flip.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Here, kind of, so in any case.
Well, we didn't humiliate him then. He didn't say, gosh, you guys gave me a hard time.
No, he thanked me for the approval.
He thanked you for what?
For being so nice. We're waiting for burritos. Right?
Some people like to ask for forgiveness.
Definitely.
For forgiveness.
That's true. That's a strategy. That can be a strategy for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt. Did you have.
No,
go
okay.
ahead, because you're the boss.
Okay, I have sort of a similar, not a similar question, but a question on the third from the bottom. On the North Laurel Street, this person mentioned someone had died in that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. This is Central
Street. In the
Street,
apartment over the garage, I think.
Yeah. No, that was Laurel.
That was Laurel. Laurel. So what does that, have anything to do with
so
anything?
So that's the old guy that
been there
19 years?
Yeah, ago. There was a tenant that was living in the unit above the garage who had lived there for a long time, and they were trying to, my understanding was they were trying to work construction kind of around him and not interfere with his life, and he passed away.
Does that make any difference on what's happening?
Well, it would only in that when we looked at that elevation, we saw those sliding doors, sliding windows, I think. And
that's
we were
right.
thinking, why aren't you fixing that when you're doing everything else?
Oh, but
the reason was because the guy's been there for so long.
Oh, okay. So, that's
so it might be something we could ask the dean tomorrow about.
Yeah.
Do you know his name, who passed away?
I don't know.
So was it? Was he mentioning Will Statter?
No, Will Statter lives on Central.
Okay.
That was
right.
his project.
Yeah.
So that was his house. And he's going to live in one of those units. Or,
okay.
Or
so
upstairs.
This is somebody else then.
It's
this
a different project.
North Laurel, not Central.
Okay.
So is Laurel on this list?
I was confused too, Terry.
Yeah.
North Laurel.
Isn't it? It certainly could be. It's a big project.
Where am I not?
He sold that property.
It's a third from the bottom.
Okay. 158.
All those addresses.
Yeah.
He ran for council.
Great. And this is your project.
Yeah, he ran
for mayor.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And he's
still
right
there on
the
central.
And you're the one observing it?
No, it's a project.
I talked to him.
Is it your guy?
Are we doing it together?
Oh, I know.
No, I'm just raising a question.
Oh, no, wait, no.
You're the one
all by yourself.
And I'm confused because you said it's, when you said it's your project, I thought you meant you were working on it. Oh, you are?
No.
Oh, good. Because I thought that would be a little unusual.
You can cross off 75 Lithia Way.
So this.
It says no building permit, right? And I just came in and asked for what one used to do.
Yeah.
And they
oh,
didn't.
No.
It still looks like.
That project was.
Like it didn't get a building permit.
So are anybody else's projects changed or need discussion or crossed off?
Isn't Bush Street done? 128 Bush?
Yeah,
the ARU.
We looked at that.
Right?
We didn't.
Okay.
I didn't look. Sorry to say.
I think it's finished.
Yeah.
The 128 Bush.
Yeah,
the other one, I don't think they've ever done anything
have we
with.
Done
anything
with
they're on opposite sides of the street.
Yeah. You know about the Bush project or not?
The
Bush Street project.
The Opera House?
Yeah.
I've never seen it before.
Oh, right. Really?
I know, this is a great picture.
Yeah.
We can win me that picture. For the picture of Gordon. Oh.
Wells Fargo Archives, it says.
In the picture, in my photo archives.
It's beautiful.
I've never seen it before. So it's
oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Funny.
so yeah.
Well, I feel honored that I had a tree in my here.
Do you own it, and would he like to buy it?
I'll see if I can
Does
find
Wells
it
Fargo have archives of the old historical?
Well, we have like a folder of random photos that we save, but I think that's what you're talking about. You
know, it says it's Wells Fargo.
Quite a clear photo. At least
yeah, it's very clear.
I don't know. I have to look, but I'd never issue them until you guys tell me to.
Yeah,
no, it was Josh Barnes.
After the,
I think you did. I feel like you did.
Before the
oh, yeah, I did.
I feel like that was
oh, that was my
after
that was
the opera house. Maybe. They all
read
that.
I'm ready for a drink.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Well, at least we're having conversation. It looks quiet than it used to be when
we
first came.
Okay, so is there any other...
I have something to fill. You mentioned earlier a discussion or an opinion might be forthcoming from the Historic Commission on the City Hall options and also on this building over here, Pioneer.
The community?
The community building.
Community
so
center.
Community center. It sounded like what he said was there wasn't really enough information for me to make that decision until I can see what... You know, I saw something about what they wanted to do with Frisco School that was not to my liking, personally. So I just would like to see those two letters go forward. I think it's really important that they get input from the Historic Commission because they're both...
Would you have an idea of what we'd say, though?
Well, I think we would have to see what they're still talking about, what they're going to do with each project. I would think we would have to discuss them as a group and see what, just throw it out, because I have my opinion already. But.
So are you suggesting the Historic Commission sort of write a letter and say, please note that we would be expecting to see some information? Is that what you had
No, not the information, but when the information
That's what
well,
I mean,
the, complete
the,
enough.
Well, the information, the last study that was done, priced those three options.
Right.
And the one for downtown City Hall was a four-story building with
right.
a glass top and brick, and
they
touted how historically compatible it was.
Right.
You put four stories on that corner, and it changes the whole thing.
You'll find it.
It's dramatic.
And it's not adding any parking.
No.
You know.
Right.
They can't even breathe in that day.
No. So I actually asked
that is pretty shocking,
George
though.
Kramer last week about those little columns on Siskiyou Boulevard, but I did mention he was on he was kind of the historic representative on the ad hoc committee
mm-hmm.
that looked at that, and their recommendation was to leave the building the way it was, maybe do a structural improvement, and if it took less, and it had less people working there, moving somewhere else, like the civic center, somewhere else.
So it'd be retrofitting?
Like accounting or utilities or something. But that was, I think, 9 out of 11 people favored that view. And then the city council let the architects come up with these three conceptual designs. And who cares what it looks like out on the civic center? But it sounds like from Rich that's not happening.
Right.
So
it seems like the obvious place to do something.
Is the Civic Center?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of argument for having it downtown.
I think
right?
so, too. I guess I would think so, too.
Probably another site.
But they would retrofit it to mitigate earthquake effects? Is that what you say?
This one?
Well, yes.
Both of them. Because
both
are old.
Oh,
buildings.
Both
they
of
both
them.
Would need it.
Oh.
And, you know, they all had, I don't remember the price tags on them, but
it's a lot.
They were all, you know,
plus.
15 to 21 million. And anyways, when I did talk to George, I think we need to write a letter.
I will not vote for 11.
You know, I think it's going to be on the back burner, even though it's coming
out.
Yeah,
they're
going to take it down the road.
$15 million.
And that apparently is what he said.
For to redo the city hall.
I mean, they're looking at it in 2 weeks.
The retrofitting is absurd.
Our taxes are already
I'd like to see what they envision.
Our taxes are already the highest in the state.
For instance, and what will go, what the parking will look like, and if the playground is still going to be there. And I have seen nothing.
It's all there.
Where is it?
You can look on the website.
Look on the website.
Look that project up, and you'll see 10 different agendas over the years, but the last one, the biggest one, showed all three elevations,
okay,
showed a good cost breakdown, and showed floor plans of everything showing what they're going to do over there.
So and you don't think that's going to change between now and the month? That was
Well, he wasn't even sure there's any more information. Maybe they're just going to bring it up.
That's what I was wondering.
When they are required, it goes through site design review, so... come to the full committee.
But if they're voted, I mean, before they even talk about which one they're going to favor, so the study is, I'm just thinking out loud now, that the study session is in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go to, I think we ought to go to, like, find out where they're at, and then maybe write our letter between there and the next city council meeting,
mm-hmm,
or show up at the city council meeting.
Makes sense.
And so I don't know how we really do that, formulate that when we're not... Every meeting. The city council meeting was October 1st, and ours was what? October 3rd. The meeting is 3rd?
2nd.
Because there's a 1st.
Right.
There's a Tuesday before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's up to you guys how you want to do it. I mean, again, it sounds to me like they're not very close.
No.
No. Rich said something about next year.
Yeah.
Right.
And in any case, they would have to pass the budget before they could.
Yeah. And on the community? Oh, go ahead. You mean the bond?
Well, yeah, they would have to pass funding.
Well, yeah, but before they even get the bond, they need to decide which one it is. And they've already said, you know.
Yeah, but they would have to go through site design review anyway.
But if they say October 1st that, you know, we really want to concentrate on tearing down this city hall and decorating four stories. That could be their first decision, right? As opposed to the other two options.
Were they waiting for a report on Public Works? There was a report that you said that they were waiting on.
That's what I
was
going
to get.
Was it a Public Works report?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you could.
But that'll be included in the council packet.
Right.
Oh.
But he wasn't even sure if they had new information. They would just probably
present what
they did, you know, a year ago, whenever that was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If everybody wants to see them, you can see them, you know, you can research them online, find out what the agendas and the packets look like, and you'll see all the elevations. It's quite complete.
And what about the other project?
The community center?
So that's the other one.
Well, that's the one Fotini maybe can find out from Paula Brown.
Yeah, I can ask.
Because there was supposed to be an initial assessment of, there was some concern they were going to demolish it, right? That was one person came here and said.
Well, Sam wanted to buy it and tear it down.
$1 million.
Did Sam here? He wanted to make some kind of amusement fairy night.
Oh, that guy.
I don't know that it's public work first priority, but I'll check with him.
But it does, like, I agree with Sam, it displaces so many important
Absolutely.
Organizations.
It's just that my understanding is the city just doesn't have the budget.
The
right
resources
anyway.
To even do that?
Yeah.
Friend of historic preservation. No money.
Oh, dear. Don't we have some big donors interested in
that? It's amazing that for all the big projects that are going on, it seems like if you want to serve the people, that would be one to do. You know, it's like the new water plant, you know, started at 12 and now it's at 34 million or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
The piping thing is 4 million, but, you know.
Well, how do you put a price on water, Dale?
Okay, then.
Is that a song?
No, I know nothing about the project. So
if you'll check with Paula to find out.
Yeah, I will check with Paula.
When last time you checked on it, she felt like that's down the road we only want to talk
right,
about.
Right, that's what it seemed like.
Yeah, like, that's what she told me last time.
Do you think the council feels any urgency?
I don't. Honestly, I don't know that there's really been any discussion
about
it. I know
that's kind of surprising to me.
I know that they've managed to...
defer.
Yeah, and handle all the events elsewhere.
So that's, again, something that I think that during a study session they have public forum.
Yeah, anyone
so
is welcome. Anyone is welcome to speak, yeah.
So if anybody felt like doing that or writing a letter, just inquiring.
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone feels compelled to do that.
But you can't represent.
It could simply be a question at the study session.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where
protocol.
Where are we at?
Protocol, though, wouldn't, if I was to write a letter, I don't think it would be legitimate to represent the Historic Commission. We'd just write a letter.
Personal letter.
Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Okay, just to be clear.
Well, you could say you're.
By the way,
you're a member of the Historic Commission, but you're representing yourself.
Yeah, that's what I want to clarify.
Your interest is, and that I'm real concerned about preservation and community use.
Right.
Where are we going with it?
Okay, good to know. Thanks.
He's correct.
Any other issues? We're out of here.
Good meeting. Are you really okay with the minutes being approved without saying
anything? No, I just...
It would be hard to know how to say it.
Well,
on Second Street, every time I go up...
Well, and you had said, and so did Dale, that he's a house there one of the more respectable.
Well, it's just that, you know, when an issue comes up like that, someone wants to go back to the proceeding.
I mean, it's a single
that there's nothing that says that you're...
Where is it?
It's on Second Street.
So just so you guys know on the minute... we are working with the city reporter to get the audio minutes posted to the website. We just haven't learned how to do that yet. So the all
Whoa.
Audio will
Whoa.
Be...
You've got to watch
so,
the time.
No more cursing. So audio is going to be posted fairly soon. So my minutes will...
Oh, man.
20 minutes. I mean, my minutes will be there. Mine are just...
Is that going to be all of them?
Just so you know, like, I don't like to post people's feelings. Like, he felt... You
oh
know,
my
I
God!
Know,
no,
I don't,
oh,
yeah,
that's not
if they're
good.
Just like strictly.
That's just the.
We do need to. I mean, yeah. There's a lot
just
of
the facts, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I am aware of it.
But why are they doing the audio? They feel like.
What you're talking about. I think there's something. There's like
a new federal law.
If anybody wants to be in the audio, they have them.
God.
We'll let you know when
it's starting.
And that's a nightmare listening to an, you know, some of those meetings.
I mean, I don't know why. I barely listen to them. Unless they're getting really important.
Right. So Dan, how is the plan?
Just sit there and listen to that stuff.
They may end up needing a
demolition. Are you going with the woman?
I don't know.